I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Battle of Okinawa, 1945. History buffs will clearly remember the event and the Japanese island. But if you're of a younger age, chances are you associate Okinawa with a very different historical event, the 1996 gang rape of a schoolgirl by Americans serving at the U.S. military base there. Today, the island's governor approved moving that base, the Marines' Futenma Air Station, after 17 years of dispute. A new base will be built away from dense population areas. The World's Sonia Narang spent several weeks reporting on Okinawa back in 2010 and 2011.
A lot of Okinawans want the base completely off the island, so for them, it's kind of bittersweet. People don't like the fact that it's in a densely populated area that's near schools, near homes, but at the same time, a lot of people on the island were really upset that it was going to move just, you know, north of Ginoan City, which is where the base currently is. So it's really not a move off the island, but more of a relocation to another part of the island, which is less populated, but there's still a lot of vocal dissent.
Well, remind us, Sonia, why the U.S. needs to have a military base somewhere in Japan.
It's a very strategic location for the U.S. It's situated right there near China, near Korea, where, you know, the U.S. needs to have some sort of a defense system. And for the Japanese government, it's also a very strategic location. Right now, there's a lot of tensions with China, with Korea, and for Shinzo Abe's government, Okinawa is literally the best spot to have a strong military and defense force.
I mean, and at the end of World War II, right? I mean, the Japanese, according to the armistice, they were not allowed to have a military. Their defense systems had to be provided by the U.S., correct?
Exactly. So after World War II, they had to dismantle their own military completely. And they do have a self-defense force, but they aren't allowed to, you know, aggressively attack other countries. So they rely on the United States, and the United States then understands, you know, the officials I talked to at Futenma Air Station said, well, we're here to protect the Japanese. We're here to actually serve them and the people. So if anything happens between Japan and China, the U.S. forces are the only ones that can act.
I mean, even though the base won't be moved entirely off the island, this news will probably be some relief to the people who live right next to it right now.
Right, right. I mean, the area where the new base is slated to be constructed is in a remote area. It's a coastal area. It's away from a major city. So the people who live near Futenma Base are, you know, at least happy that the base is moving away from their backyard. But at the same time, you know, a lot of them feel for their neighbors to the north. You know, they feel that their fellow Okinawans who live up north are now going to have to live with these issues.
Now, you mentioned this a second ago, Sonia. I mean, we've been seeing tension between China and Japan in the last couple of months. Is this also about Japan's current leadership trying to consolidate the country's military might in the region? And isn't it odd because they need the U.S. to flex that might?
Yes. So Shinzo Abe has made a lot of strides in not only bolstering the U.S.-Japan relationship, but also trying to improve and expand the Japanese self-defense forces. So, yeah, they need the U.S. support, especially now that China is becoming a greater threat. They're worried about North Korea, as is most of the world. And so they're really relying on the U.S. armed forces in Japan. And, you know, they really need to make peace with the U.S. And this agreement is one way for them to really show the U.S. that they support what the U.S. is doing in Japan and how the U.S. is protecting them.
The World's Sonia Narang, who spent several weeks reporting from Okinawa, thanks very much for telling us about this.
Thank you, Marco.